today on Power Rangers.
This is Jason David Frank, Tommy the Green Ranger, and you are listening to the Command Center.
You know, you just never know.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast, episode 34. I am your host, TFG and Mike, and joining me from PCN is Scotty Cash. Hello.
What's going on?
Not much. Also joining us once more is Spirit of the Bolt Matrix. Hello.
Hello.
All right, so Green with Evil... Part 4. Until we've gone back and done commentaries on this, I mean, outside of, like, I knew that Tommy went evil, I knew he was mean to the rest of the team and everything else, I've forgotten a lot of this stuff. And that's, again, that's one of the reasons why we are doing commentaries now, is because I want to remember my childhood, and I just don't anymore. And I don't know, you got, Spader, is there any memorable things before we watch this? Is there any, do you have any outstanding memories of episode, part four of this?
Part four? No. Yeah. But if this is when the Dragon Zord appears, that would make me very happy.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm also pretty sure this is one of my favorite parts where Kimberly sees him, like, lifting weights, and she's like, Tommy, we know you're the Green Ranger. And he's like, well, Pink Ranger. And she just about shits herself because she's like, how could anyone know that?
Yeah.
The secret for so long and this guy knows.
Yeah, because part five is all about wrapping it up and he's broken the spell and everything else. So, all right. Without any further ado, we're going to get straight to the commentary after the usual Jason David Frank bumper and the Mighty Morphin call sign. This.
I am Rita's evil Green Ranger, and my Empress tells me that this is the Green Ranger with Evil, Part 4.
Are you guys playing or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn it.
Are you serious?
Are you fucking kidding me? We were going off your fucking countdown.
No. 9 seconds. No, I mean, I said damn it because... mine didn't want to play. What time code are you at?
29 seconds.
Okay, we're probably at this. I'm probably... let's see. You're at 39?
38 seconds. 39.
Okay, I'm there.
After 10,000 years, I need to use the bidet.
Oh, God. Oh, dude.
Well, you constantly make your shower jokes, so...
That's going even farther down the road of ew. Goldar's giant, and he's doing things to stuff, and wait, the buildings are perfectly fine. Yeah. Oh, no, not that one.
Oh. Oh, we forgot to change the batteries in these damn things.
How did none of them get hurt?
Yeah.
Something is seriously wrong. No shit.
You know, I know Alpha has
some sort of... unintended consequences!
I know Alpha has some sort of battery in himself to keep himself running, but... Yikes, does that flashing chest symbol look like it takes a lot of battery power? Yay, Finster! Why does Squat remind me of a blue version of Odin from the Avengers? Or not, from Thor, I should say.
Wait. Since when is the Megazord solar-powered?
Yeah, that was something we should have brought up last episode, too.
I didn't even think about that until right now when you just said that.
Yeah.
Yes, I will create an eclipse to cut off his power. What? So wait, if the Megazord's solar-powered, then what about the individual Zords? Because before this, they have fought at night, haven't they?
I don't think so, not until the movie.
I don't remember.
Come on, Billy, fix this shit.
Aren't you supposed to be smart, bro?
The red wire, the blue wire, the red wire, the blue wire.
Cyan wire.
This is Siamese. Oh, God, I can't even finish that.
Don't you dare, dirtbag.
The only cats I cannot stand are the cats from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh. Huh.
And Billy said, let there be light.
Most of those circuit boards aren't plugged into anything.
Yeah, but they have to do some sort of effect to give the audience something to look at.
So when they morph, they end up somewhere else. But when they demorph, they end up in yet another spot.
Yeah. I noticed something about those putties that just attacked them before the Scorpina fight. One of the putties had a wrecking ball on his fist, so that's where Bulkhead got it from.
Oh.
Everything resorts back to Transformers with you.
Damn right.
Rawr, rawr, fear my bat, fear the camera placement. They need a stiff drink.
I'm just waiting for that white bowling ball to roll down the command center steps.
Hey, dude, as many times as the monsters destroyed Angel Grove, the thing's got to be, like, the size of, like, most of the world.
Look at these two.
Fat guy joke. Shake the if the ground was shaking like this, no one would be able to run.
Yeah, but you know, we have to allow them to actually act at some point. And if the ground was shaking that bad, the bus wouldn't be able to drive down the street without driving into a friggin' ditch.
Very true. And they're old enough to drive and the keys were in the bus?
Yeah, that's another problem in itself. Uh-oh.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, seriously, how mad would that make you? Like, you finally got...
She's on a bicycle. Oh, yes, she is.
Well, the Sentai version, she was always on a bike.
Yeah, that's how she got around.
She's the Wicked Witch of the Angel Grove.
Or Tokyo. Same difference.
Whatever.
I mean, it's Japan. Tokyo is destroyed, like, on a daily basis.
Yes.
Look, East Godzilla, or a reasonable facsimile of him.
Wait. Isn't that the same park where they just were?
Yes.
Last episode?
Yes.
It wasn't destroyed, Matt.
The monster's in the middle of the city. Wait, you guys were just at a park. How are you at the marine? Whatever.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the bus they were in. Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of jump cut scenes. At least they actually have, you know, bus seats according to what a coach would actually be versus a transit coach. Mm-hmm. Like, would, so that's...
They at least tried.
Yes.
I'd be pissed off if I was Billy. Like, we just got this son of a bitch going. Dickhead shows up, ruins Alpha.
He just looks at Alpha and goes, I needed that!
Thank God he knows exactly what to do. Because he could really mess something up.
Is he actually... Wait, I thought Zordon was just in on another, like, planet or something.
Yeah, but the signal is interdimensional, so... Okay, there was four putties trying to rock that bus. Even if it is on a cliff, there's no way in hell the putties are that strong. Four putties by the... Like, I could say if it was 6, 10, 20, like an entire army... But there's no way, even on a cliff, could all those putties... Oh, okay, well, there you go. Squatting bad.
Well, even with leverage like that, I'm assuming they put the bus in park, so I seriously doubt the wheels would be rolling.
Really? You would assume that Scared Skull driving a bus before Goldar picked it up would put it in park? And really, do these old... I don't even think these old buses have automatic transmissions. I could be wrong.
No, the coach bus, but a coach bus like this has to have an automatic.
Why is Skull saluting?
You have an exit out the back. You could just open the door and jump on Babu. He doesn't do anything.
Actually, no. The coaches don't have exits out the back.
No, but when they drove off, it had an exit out the back.
Did it really?
Yes.
That's combining a coach with a school bus right there. Because generally in the back of coaches is the engine. My dad used to drive for a charter bus company, so... Yeah.
I just need to finish the job. Push the sparkle buttons!
Zordon, it's a multicolored head. Wait, does Bulk have a ponytail?
Yeah.
In the...
Where have you been, bro?
No, I know he did in the earlier episodes, but I didn't think by now that he would.
He has always had a ponytail all through all these episodes.
Yay, the Zords are here.
The sun must be back out.
Dinotherms connected. Intracells are up.
Mega thrusters are go. Is that the ringtone you got, Scotty?
Yes. I didn't end up getting it, though, because I wasn't going to give him all my information.
The one you found?
Yes, sir. That was it.
I love how the toy picks up the toy.
I'd like to know how they're not dead.
Yeah.
Or, you know, severely hurt. And yes, see, they're at the back of the bus. Emergency exit.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's wrong. Like,
that's not a bus. That's a one of those people carriers.
Yeah.
Yeah, a people carrier as opposed to, I don't know, a shopping cart.
We knew what you meant, big guy.
Yeah. It's late. You're old. We understand.
Oh, she gets real ugly.
Yeah, this isn't the attack of the 50-foot woman that was in Dude, Where's My Car at all.
Yeah, when is it,
Billy,
again,
go ahead.
When has it ever been mentioned that the thing's solar-powered?
Yeah, it hasn't. But I do love how, as the sun is slowly engulfed, Billy's like 25% when it's only a little bit, and 50% when it's half, and did he just ask for a power glove?
No, power sword.
Oh man, it's awesome.
It's so bad. Yes, yes it was.
I forget what games the Power Glove went to.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Road Rash.
Or anything.
It went with a lot of them, but it didn't really work.
Except for Mike Tyson.
It sort of worked for Mike Tyson. I love how the Japanese versions of the helmets have no clips on the side. And then the U.S. version of the helmets do have, like, those clips, like you would find on snow boots for skis.
Oh, kind of like in season 2 when Tommy pulls off his helmet after he's revealed to be the new White Ranger. Yeah.
And they knew he was captured. How?
Apparently Rita is clairvoyant. Or her wand is.
And he looks thinner.
Did you hear his voice?
Come on!
Yeah.
Who said that?
Get over here.
as we beware, as we circle laugh at you. Now, she just said, I love it when a plan comes together. That would have been perfect.
I did like that effect on when Scorpina shocked the Megazord. That was kind of cool. And I was right. This is where the Zords get destroyed.
Quote unquote.
And I don't think... Dragonzord only showed up in one of these episodes. Oh my god.
So it is episode 5?
Yep. It has to be because this ends on the cliffhanger of the Zords being destroyed.
It's like Rita destroyed a part of us.
Really? Now they're gone! Hands on hips. That's not a reaction of sorrow. That's like, oh.
Mommy, the evil witch destroyed my toy.
You have alien technology. Billy can build a nuke. You have a teleporter.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah.
Way to overstate the obvious, Trini.
Way to give up, Trines. Way to give up.
Speak English, Alpha.
Answers. Wait for it.
This is the cliffhanger.
Kimberly, look, I am! You know, it wouldn't be that surprising. He's been a total dick to all of you lately.
Yeah, really. All right, that is the end of part 4 commentary. We'll be back with final thoughts after this. On the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe, from the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Yes, Michael. Just keep driving.
Are you looking for a weekly dose of gaming news and retro? Then check out Off the Cuff, available Fridays on Geekcast Radio Network from the producers of XRG. New name, same.
All right, we are back. Final thoughts really quickly, Scotty, on part four.
Everything I said beforehand is all episode five, so apparently I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I agree with Scotty. Let's go with episode five. This one was pretty good, but we got to get to episode five because that's where the cool stuff happens.
Same here. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Scotty Cash
and Spader the Ball Matrix.
May the power protect you until next time.
50 years ago, a little old man brought his little blue box to a junkyard, and now Doctor Who is a cultural phenomenon worldwide. Join the Geekcast Radio Network and Mark Who 42's Whoniverse as we review Doctor Who episodes past and present, discuss the Doctor's friends and enemies, see where the Doctor's been, where he is, and where he's going. Sit back and grab a jelly baby and join Mark Who 42's Hooniverse. It's the ride of this and every other lifetime.
Fantastic.
Allons-y.
No way.
Kimberly, look. I don't believe it. Tommy?